First today, questions about the decision to privatize the Casco Bay Bridge between Portland and South Portland. Maine Transportation Commissioner David Bernhardt found himself today in the hot seat in Augusta defending that decision to use a private company to operate the bridge. Mel Leary has our report.
Members of the legislature's Transportation Committee are upset that Bernhardt entered the state into a five-year, $3.8 million contract with a Florida-based company without consulting them. Representative Jared Golden, a Democrat from Lewiston, says he had heard rumors about a plan to contract out for operation and maintenance of the bridge, but felt blindsided by the department's announcement.
I was very caught off guard when an announcement came that, you know, there had been an intent to enter into a contract.
Representative Andrew McLean, a Democrat from Gorham, who's the panel's House co-chair, says he was also surprised.
For me, most of all, this represents a significant policy shift. If there's anything that falls under the purview of the DOT, it's the maintenance and operations of one of the most critical bridges in Maine. So for me, this is an issue of safety.
But Commissioner Bernhardt says safety will not be compromised under the contract, which requires the operator to follow certain safety procedures and policies.
The opening of it, the closing of it, all those safety things that are in that have been built into it, because there's a lot of things that are built into it for safety, and the way we operate it stay the same.
And Bernhardt says DOT already has many contracts for services, more than 200 for maintenance of various facilities, and that this is one of the smaller contracts. He says he's a bit frustrated by all of the attention being focused on the Casco Bay Bridge when he gave the committee a report a year ago about the maintenance backlog facing the rest of the state's bridges.
We have 2,744 bridges. I would much rather be talking about 2,743 bridges than this one bridge. I think we're doing the right thing. I think we're doing the right thing by repurposing positions.
Bernhardt says he plans to sign the contract next week. The state positions now used to staff the bridge will be repurposed to other jobs at DOT and will create savings in other areas of the agency's budget. The bridge is considered one of the major transportation facilities in the state and is a primary commuter route for thousands of Mainers. It is the largest drawbridge in the state, and more than 30,000 vehicles cross it every day, and cargo vessels pass under it into the Port of Portland, including a significant amount of oil products. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.